All right, then what about prejudice? Needless to say, there are all kinds of prejudice. Race, religion, color, sex, body weight, education. Yet the one who is feeling prejudiced against is the most powerful in this co-creation, flowing out strong negative vibrations of persecution, of being disliked or wronged or victimized. Now please note, I am not arguing the rightness or wrongness of any group's grievances. This is simply to say that it is the persistent attention to injustices which attract more of the same. Creation comes from feelings. Okay, what about all of our youngsters? What about young kids being raped or being born unwhole or starving in Africa or being killed in regional wars? Sad to say, they have usually picked up the negative vibrations from their folks well before being born. Those vibrations stay with them and grow in direct relation to the vibrations of the adults who are raising them until the youngsters are old enough to decide they no longer want unpleasant experiences in their lives. These children have become victims by default. How do you help a little one starving halfway around the world or a little one at home who understands no words yet? Hold them, either physically or in your thoughts, with soothing vibrations such as, everything is really all right. It's going to pass. You are so loved. Taking care not to assign blame to anyone or any group, which only contributes more energy to the abuser or situation, as well as to the abused. So then what about our teens being in trouble? Suicides, car accidents, pregnancies, drugs, guns. When teenagers are raised in negativity, which rarely shows on the surface, and are taught only guardedness from birth, they operate primarily in a state of fearful vulnerability. So feeling out of control, they live by negative wanting as they search for ways to reconnect with the positive energy of life. Drugs, sex, and other taboos are what they choose to fill that void that they feel, born of a life lived with little or no connection to their source energy. The apparently blameless auto deaths, which seem so prevalent today, may or may not come from that disconnected vulnerability, but their cause is never accidental, never. The bubbly young homecoming queen, the popular star quarterback, the kids just along for the ride in the back seat, a life of hidden fears and pressures and anxieties of some kind finally manifest to attract these co-creations of immeasurable grief. And then what about the economy? In bad times, people talk about it everywhere you go, and it's all bad, bad, bad. Yet even in good times, we seem compelled to attack something. Prices are too high, corporations too greedy, jobs too specialized, the president's not playing with the full deck, the government is out to lunch and corrupt to the core. If you're waiting for the economy, the government, or anything else to change before you can be happy, you might have a long, long wait. But neither do you have to join in the griping, which not only adds to the already sizable problem, but shut your own valve down tight. When you get involved in this kind of gloomy, negative party talk, either take your conversation and focus off of what it is that is being talked about and change the subject, or walk away. Then, when you're by yourself and you want to really make a difference, flow some feel-good energy to the government the way you would like it to be, to the presidency the way you would like it to run, to the industrial giants the way you would like them to function. We are not separate from the whole. Everything we think and feel has monumental impact on the overall vibration of mass consciousness. Then we've got all the global conflicts and gang wars. Whenever you see a group of any kind expressing hate or outrage, you're seeing a group very cut off from their flow of well-being and completely out of harmony with their expanded selves. When valves are open, no gang law, no government ultimatums can ever be strong enough to set anyone against his brother, even within the context of the age-old bitterness in the Near East. Then we have moral issues. Abortion, the butchery of dolphins, the rainforest, the ozone layer, animal rights, evangelistic thievery, mercy killings, endangered species, and on and on. If you're giving your attention to it, seeing only the horror, feeling the transgressions, experiencing the alarm, and joining everyone else in the ain't it awful syndrome, you are adding to it, making it bigger. Oh dear. Oh my God, no. I don't believe it. How terrible. What will we do? Oh, how could they? Being against something just isn't going to make it better. In fact, it's going to make it worse because now you're including it in your vibration, flowing more ain't it awful out there to join with other thought forms vibrating at the same frequency. So instead, see and feel whatever it is you're crusading for the way you want it to be. Talk about it in that way. Write about it. Speak about it. Role play it. Take your destructive focus with its powerfully destructive energy off what you perceive as a negative condition and find ways to open your valve when you think about it. In other words, quit with the don't wants and focus on your wants. The moment you do that, the moment you refuse to wallow with the rest of the world in their endless discontent, you will become one who will make a momentous difference by flowing the magnitude of your higher vibrations. And then mass killings. All right, let's get down to it. Genocides, bloodbaths, holocausts, massacres, call them what you will. Humans have been clobbering humans since the beginning of time. If we truly want to stop these heinous events, we would be wise to remove our focus from the sordid happenings of the past and turn our attention to matters which open us to well-being rather than to hate. The law of attraction doesn't pick and choose. What applies to an individual applies to a group, no matter the culture, the religion, the race, or the sect. Negative focus attracts negative events to ourselves and to the planet. Like frequencies attract like frequencies, and we attract as we vibrate, not as we decide.